Foreign ministers from SCO member countries are in Beijing to attend today's meeting of the SCO Council of Foreign Ministers. Xi Jinping says the organization, established nearly 17 years ago, has undergone an extraordinary development process and is now a comprehensive regional organization.
Member countries have promoted cooperation in various areas and played constructive roles in regional and international issues, and therefore set an example of a new type of international relations featuring mutual respect, fairness, and justice and women cooperation. Currently, the SCO is proceeding steadily in six areas, namely politics, economy, security, people-to-people exchanges, external exchanges, and mechanism building.With comprehensive cooperation continuing to improve.
Foreign ministers from Russia, India, Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, Pakistan, Tajikistan, and Uzbekistan, along with other senior officials of the SCO, will attend the meeting. Under the new circumstances, President Xi calls on all of the member countries to firmly advocate the Shanghai spirit, which features mutual trust, mutual benefit, equality, consultation, respect for cultural diversity, and pursuit of common development. Xi Jinping said China is ready to work with other member countries to continue to support each other politically and safeguard regional security and stability. During a separate meeting with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, President Xi Jinping says he's looking forward to planning China-Russia ties with Putin in the new year. President Xi says he's looking forward to President Putin's China visit in June.
未来呢，我愿意。
I hope to boost the friendship with President Putin, jointly plan China-Russia ties in a new era, and discuss the future development of SCO together with the leaders of other SCO member countries.
The Chinese president has the China-Russia high-level bilateral relationship is the precious wealth of both countries.
The China-Russia Comprehensive Strategic Partnership of Coordination has maintained positive development momentum. I believe that with the efforts of both sides, China-Russia ties will make new achievements.
For his part, Lavrov says President Putin looks forward to visiting China and attending the SCO Qingdao Summit. He adds his country agrees that the two nations need to further enhance coordination within multilateral frameworks.Leaders of the SCO member countries will gather in China's coastal city of Qingdao for a summit in just over 1 month. For CRI, this is Guo Yan.